Good morning, Alice, and welcome to the UK Business Morning Podcast. I'm Lewis, and today we're diving into the ongoing search for HSBC's next chair. It seems like they've had quite the challenge finding the right candidate.
Good morning, Lewis. Yes, it's quite a complex situation. Let's start by outlining the problem. HSBC is struggling to find a suitable replacement for Sir Mark Tucker, right?
Exactly. They initially had over 100 candidates but couldn't finalise a shortlist. Now they're conducting a second sweep. It's clear the demands of the role are immense.
I see. So the role isn't just about financial acumen. It requires diplomatic skills given HSBC's position between China and the US.
Right. The ideal candidate needs to navigate the tensions between the world's two largest economies, which is no small feat.
Wow, that is so cool. And they've approached some high-profile executives like Mario Grieco from Zurich Insurance and Goldman Sachs' Kevin Snyder and Richard Nod.
Yes, but some were unavailable or declined. Mario Grieco immediately said no because he's committed to Zurich.
I wonder if they're considering internal candidates now.
They haven't ruled that out. The bank is in contact with several potential candidates, but the process is unlikely to conclude before Tucker leaves.
So Brendan Nelson, the head of the audit committee, might have to step in on an interim basis.
That's the current plan. And it's interesting to note that despite the comprehensive search and Tucker's £1.6 million in pay and benefits last year, the committee hasn't found a replacement yet.
Right, they might have to make compromises on certain criteria, which is quite a big claim, right?
Indeed. The search began last year in anticipation of Tucker's term ending in 2026, but the process has been moving slowly.
And the candidates will also need to be familiar with Asia, where a lot of the bank's profits come from.
Absolutely. The region is a focus for CEO Georges Elhedery, and the new chair will have to cope with a punishing travel schedule.
So what's the next step for HSBC?
They're redoubling their efforts by approaching candidates dismissed in the first round. It's a delicate process, but they need to act fast.
Well, it's definitely a high-stakes situation for HSBC. We'll have to keep an eye on any developments.
Agreed. Thanks for joining us, Alice. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more business news.